USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The impeachment trial of President Trump began with Republicans and Democrats grappling for control of the proceedings. It started before the Senate convened.
McConnell's resolution is nothing short of a national disgrace.
Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer berated Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's plan to cram 24 hours of opening arguments for each side into just 2 days, forcing much of the debate to happen after midnight.
He pushes the arguments into the wee hours of the night so American people won't see them.
But shortly after Chief Justice John Roberts gaveled in the trial, the Senate clerk made a surprising statement.
For a period of time not to exceed 24 hours over up to 3 session days.
That means they'll have 3 total days for each side. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 152, the NASDAQ down 18. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Hillary Clinton comes down hard on Bernie Sanders in a Hollywood Reporter interview. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The former First Lady, former Secretary of State, and 2016 Democratic presidential nominee would not commit in the interview to endorsing Sanders should he win the Democratic nomination. But Hillary Clinton gets much harsher than that when she says no one likes Sanders, adding no one wants to work with him, and that Sanders has gotten nothing done in the U.S. Senate. Clinton adding she feels very sorry for people who have been suckered in by the 2020 presidential hopeful's baloney.
The new coronavirus that has sickened hundreds in Asia is now in the U.S. A case was confirmed in Washington State. Governor Jay Inslee.
It's the CDC, and we also agree that the risk is low to residents of the state of Washington. And this is certainly not a moment for panic or high anxiety.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner is now saying President Trump's negotiations with Mexico have resulted in a swift change in keeping Central American immigrants from making their trip north. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
For the first time since Mexico began its full-scale crackdown against migrants, a caravan is clashing with Mexican security forces at the country's southern border. Later in the day, Guatemalan migrants were seen throwing objects at Mexican National Guard troops as they kept them out of Mexico. Acting CBP Director Mark Morgan tells Fox News Mexico is doing a great job in protecting their southern border, which then in return helps the United States to protect our southern border with Mexico.
You know, Pete, I would say even just as soon as 7-8 months ago, and make no mistake, the reason why we're seeing a difference now is because this president's strategies, which included negotiations with the government of Mexico as well as the Northern Triangle countries, and those countries have stepped up in unprecedented ways, Pete, to really join together with the United States and address this as the regional crisis it is. Those pictures you're showing right now absolutely shows that. And I'm confident Mexico will continue to do what they have to stop and deny and impede this caravan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.